It's hard to believe this is the fourth day of Shira and the same question. But that's the way it goes. I'm still trying to understand the answer. It tells us Kasha. So let's just chaza for a moment and put the end of the sugya to the proper place, and hopefully move on to the next sugya today, if we finish this sugya. So came Tosis the following Kasha. The Mishnah told us that a bola kusis is chayv knas. So Tosis formulated a question 3 days ago. Well, how could you be chayv knas? There's always that outside remote possibility that this girl is not entitled to a knas, because maybe she's a shivcha, as we have documented in the Gemara and the end of Kedushin, that mixed into the family of the kusios were shivcha. So Tosa said, it's a sofek. The Tosa says, well, it's not really a sofek, it's a rov. Most women, most kusios are not shivchos. So Tosa is responsible, einochem amnacha rov. That was the way Tosa formulated the kasha. Einochem amnacha rov. So that in of itself should be a reason to exempt the ma'anes from paying the knas. Then to make matters even stronger, to make matters even worse, Taisa said, she doesn't even have a rove on her hands because it's a kavua. Because kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, again, we had to touch up and explain the way why it does meet the criteria of kavua, perhaps. But at least the way Taisa formulated it, this was a separate independent question. So we had two problems. We had the rove issue and then we had the kavua issue. So Taisa responded that, no. This is an exception to the rule of enochem amnacha rove, because here, not only does she have rove, she has a chazaku also on her hands. So we had to spend a lot of time explaining, is this a chazaka, is this not a chazaka, is this meet the criteria of a chazaka, why does chazaka help things, is Rub chazaka combined together, Balamoyas and Rambat, a lot of teiras, but at least we had one mahalach in Tosis. So Rub and chazaka carries the day. Then we had a second answer that we suggested yesterday, that maybe Ein Hochem Amnach HaRov is not always true. There are reasons to believe that it doesn't apply all the time, and we already show from Tosafos and Sanhedrin that maybe it's limited only to very, very weak types of roves, like those roves of the Basin, of the common kinds of roves, but a real bona fide rove, maybe Takahochim Mamnacha rove, that was our suggestion. And then we gave a third suggestion based on the Shiv Schmeitzer's limitation of the principle of Enochim Mamnacha rove, that, well, it's a type of a rove that was Kevei the facts before the actual Din Torah. So to over here, we are first determining whether she's a shivcha or whether she's not a shivcha, and then afterwards we're discussing whether he was ma'anis or not. A rove that's kaveh the facts before, and that does work la'itzi mamut. So those are the three basic mahalchem as to how to get around the rove issue. Either ruba v'chazaka, or it's a rove bari, or it's a rove koidem hamais. Those are the three mahalchem. Rabbi, we are left with a serious problem. And we're going to focus our problem for the moment on Tosis. We're going to take ourselves out of the equation for a minute, because this was the real answer that Tosis gave. I don't understand the flow of the Tosis. I bechlal don't understand the flow of the Tosis. Tosis had two kashas. They had a kasha, enochem amnacha rov. And then they had a second kasha, it's not even a rov, it's a sofik, it's a palgal palgal, it's a mechza mechza, to which Tosis only answered half the question. Tosis showed you, oh, by the way, this is a good enough rove to be Maitzi Mama because it's got a chazaka with us. Well, we added on, it's a good enough rove, it's a good enough rove, etc. I don't understand. 2 seconds before, Tosis asked, even if it's not a rove, you have a problem because it's kavua. So doesn't kavua kill the rove? What's Tosis talking about? Again, forget 2 and 3. Let's focus on Tosis. How can Tosis tell you a story? Ruba v'chazaka is Maitzi Mama. Tosis themselves just said 2 seconds ago, there's no rove here because it's kavua. So there's nothing. It's a 50-50. So you want to be Maitzi Mamon based on Chazok? Alone, you're crazy. Maitzi Mamon based on Chazok? How can that be? What's Tosis talking about? So Tosis spends so much time explaining to us. Tosis spent half a line, but we spent 3 days trying to explain what Tosis meant, combining robes and Chazokas. We forgot. We forgot what Tosis just told us 2 minutes before, that there's not even a robe here because you have Kavua. So this Tosis Mamon is just to read Pshat in the Tosis. This is not fancy lomdus. Just reading the words of the Tosis. The Tosis doesn't read smooth. There's something missing in between the lines. Rabbi say, "Mitaychem rakusha." What do you have to say according to this Tosis? You have to say something very, very startling. What do you have to say? Tosis says something unbelievable. Tosis says, L'chora, once Chazaka gets thrown into the equation, Chazaka shifts everything. Not only does Chazaka help us to combine with Rove, but Chazaka can even offset what? Chazaka can offset Kavua also. B'mokom Chazaka, you're not down the din of Kavua. When there's a Chazaka present, once Chazaka enters into the equation, so then all bets are off. Kavua leaves the table, Kavua disappears, then you're back to Ruben v'Chazaka, and Ruben v'Chazaka combined together to be Maitzi Mamun. Otherwise, you can't read the Tosfos. Who here read this Tosfos? All hands should be up. It's like putting on tefillin at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All hands are up. Who here read the Tosfos? Good. Who here thought of this cash in the Tosfos? Hands are going slowly down. Who, out of that one person who's half a person who has a half a hand up, maybe his fingers are itching or something, those who should have had, okay, rephrase the question. Those who should have been bothered with this kasha, right, who realized that obviously Tosfos is saying that when you have chazok on the table, chazok so radically changes everything that even, not only does Rov all of a sudden hocus pocus mitzi mamlan, but chazok has the ability to transform the case. It's no longer bound by the rules of kavua. That's what Tosfos just said. The rabbi said, if Tosfos just said that, we have to test this. We have to see, is this true? Do we have a precedent for this? Do we have any reason to believe that this is true? So where do we go? We got to start looking, put it in our thinking caps. The rabbi said, we got to go traveling through Shas. This is another Shas topic. Press the button. Baruch, Shabbos, everything is not so bad because you don't have to go too far. You end up where? Where would you look to the answer to this question? If I would ask you, without knowing where to look, where would you even dream in your wildest imagination to look for? What would you say about a case which has a rov, a chazaka, and a kavua all rolled into one? What would you say? So you'd probably say chulin, right? That would be most people would look. Where do you look? First back up psachim, right? Everyone saw the sukkim psachim? I put it on Mamre Kermis? Okay. So let's get ourselves just acquainted with that sukkim psachim for a minute and try to put the final touches on this thesis. So comes the Gemara Maseches Psachim on Daf Tes, one of the famous Gemara's in Psachim, about who's the star of Psachim Daf Tes? What? It's a Chulda? Achbar. A mouse. Chulda and Achbar, okay. It's a... What's the most funniest line in all of Chazal ever? Chulda Nevi'ehi? That was a big joke. Chazal was just trying to tell you that he had a good sense of humor, okay? Put it on the list. You can see that Gemara? The Gemara has this, in Psachim, the Gemara has a line that the Chulda knows whether it's Yadal or Tezvav, depending on what day of the month it is. So the Gemara asks, the Chulda Nevi'ehi? Is the Chulda Nevi'ehi? For those who don't know Tanakh, Chulda was a Nevi'ehi. You have to really appreciate it. You have to know all the background. Okay, forget it. The joke was killed and lost in everybody. Okay. The Vaisai. Humor in Babylonia in the 500s at its best. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says like this. We have this, we have 10 piles. All right? 10 piles. 9 piles we know for a fact are matzah, and 1 pile we know for a fact is chametz, and we have no idea which is which. Can't tell which is which. What do you mean you can't tell? I understand. Doesn't matzah look like, it's thin, it's cracked, it's broken, it's hard. Chametz is like a big low fat loaf of bread. What's the answer? Well, the Sephardi matzah, sometimes it's hard to tell. It means you can't tell. Random mice, you can't tell. Maybe, you can't tell. 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, okay? A mouse walks in, and I'm watching the whole thing, videoing the whole thing. Mouse walks in and walks over to the piles. I'm watching and watching and watching. I don't know exactly what's going on. I'm watching, and it sees that it takes one of these loaves from those piles, either from the 9 of matzah or the 1 of chametz, I don't know. And now we have a latest of Sufik. Now I have this piece of something in front of me. I don't know whether it's chametz or whether it's matzah. So what should I do? What should I didn't be? So if you would have asked me, I would have said, what rule do you follow? No, b'chiram b'hatas. So what does the Gemara say? No, that's not called rov. You know why? That's called what? That's called kavua. Okay? Now is it kavua derai? Is it kavua derabon? Is it nikra? Is it naike? I'm not interested right now. We're not talking about that right now. But right, bottom line is, the Gemara labels it as kavua. Okay? Because I'm watching the mouse. It's not that the loaf came by itself. I'm watching the mouse do it. That's the tantamount to me going over and taking one of the something off the piles. So that's considered to be kavua. So the Gemara says kavua, it's kavua, kavua kemechta mechta dami, and it's a disaster. Okay, what does that mean? It's a disaster. It's a disaster vis-a-vis what? What exactly is my shaila? So comes Rashi on the spot and says, the shaila is as follows. Now this mouse is walking around with something in its mouth, and Hilchos Kavua just paskin that it's a 50-50 chance whether it's chametz or whether it's matzah. And now this mouse goes and runs into my house. Dr. Seuss, the mouse ran into the house. It's a house that I just checked. I just spent 5 hours on the floor, under the beds, with my flashlight, almost burnt my bed down with my candle, and I decided to take my flashlight. I did B'dikas Chometz, and Yoytik Daschadin, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and now the mouse runs into the house. And now, Gevalt, I have a suffix now, Now I have a 50-50 chance. I don't know whether the mouse brought chametz back into the house. And if it brought chametz into the house, now the house became a makom shemechnisa by chametz, and it requires another bdikas chametz. Well, can I rely on the rove and say, no, it brought matz into the house, and therefore it's not a makom shemechnisa by chametz? That's the suffix, the way Rashi learns from the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? What's the answer of the Gemara to that shaila? So the Gemara says, even though statistically you have a rove, it's 90% chance that it's matzah, since there's a 50-50 chance of pi'alocha that it's chametz, because kol kavu kemechza mechza dami, I have to be machmir. What do I have to do? What do I have to do now? I have to go do another b'tikas chametz. That's how Rashi sizes up the sugya. Now what's Taisus kasha? We saw Taisus. What does Taisus ask? Taisus a bittel, nah. That tells the yes step. We're not interested. We're not looking sachem right now. No? Taisus says the house is a cheskes paduk. You know that the house was bothered 20 minutes ago. Now you have a latest of suffix whether the house has ruined, has lost its cheskes baduk. No, says Taisus. No pun intended. Bayis aminuga. The house has a chazaka. The chazaka was that it was baduk. You have a latest of suffix, a 50-50 chance of pi'alacha whether it became ois baduk. Shalav chazaka. Follow chazaka. That's Taisus kasha against Rashi. So Taisus says, b'tei chaymir hakusha. That cannot be the case in the Gemara. So what is the case of the Gemara? Same tizman, same nine piles, same one pile, the same mouse, but it's not enough gemina. The mouse doesn't run into a house. What's the shaila? What do I want to do? I want to eat that piece of food. I want to take it out of the mouse's mouth, and I want to eat that piece of food. I want to sit down and eat that at the Seder. So that's the shaila. It's a shaila vis-a-vis achilas chametz, not vis-a-vis bedikas chametz. How does that solve the problem of Taisus? When we're being done vis-a-vis achila, there's no one. There's no chazocha. So then it's just a plain and simple suffering of kavua, kol kavua kemechza mechza dami. Ad kan devir Taisus. So comes Rav Elchanan on our Taisus, in Daf Chav Tes, and says, the only way to understand this Taisus in Ksubas Daf Chav Tes is in light of Shittas HaTaisus and Psochem on Daf Tes. In a million years, you wouldn't have put these two Taisus together. Rav Elchanan says, yeah, it's the same Shita. What did Taisus tell us in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Tes? Taisus told us that what are the factors over here? What's pointing in the direction of which direction? Well, it's Asra Mutter. What do we have? We have a Rov that it's Matzah. Okay? What else do we have that says that it's probably okay? I mean, Rov, Matzah is not the right way to say it. Rov that it's Matzah, therefore it's Mutter. Right? You don't need Bedika. What is Chazaka pointing in the direction? The Chazaka is that it's also Mutter. It doesn't need Bedika. What's the problem? The problem is kavua. Kavua is pointing in the direction that it should be aser. You should require a new bedika, right? So what does Tosa say? Tosa says when you have these three factors, you have a rov, a chazoka, and a kavua, so the rov and the chazoka combine together, and there's ois kavua. Kavua doesn't concern me anymore. I can ignore kavua. The gzeiros hakosev of kavua only applies when there's no chazoka. Whenever there's a chazoka, then you can ignore kavua. Right? That's what Taisus is saying. So Taisus said in Maseches Pesachim, il vis-a-vis chametz, and therefore they were disagreed with Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. Says Rav Elchanan, Taisus says the same thing over here as well. Let's play it out over here. What's the rov? What's the chazaka? What's the kavua? What's the rov? The rov is chayv a potter. Chayv to pay the knas, right? Because she's probably not a shivcha. What does the chazaka say? What does the chazaka say? She has the cheskas of us, right? So he's probably chayef to pay the knas. What does kavua say? Kavua say it's a what? It's a mechza mechza. Maybe she's a shivcha, maybe she's not a shivcha. So kavua indicates what direction? Potter. Comes Rav Elchanan and says, you combine rov and chazaka together, the makom chazaka, kavua doesn't kick in. Everyone understand this? Who's with us? It's a little complicated. Who's with us? Okay? This is Rav Elchanan's cheshbon in the Taisus. Alright? One last question for the sugya, then we'll move on. In case anyone's still with us. Are these two cases the same? Is this a correct application from Psachim to Ksubas? Rabbi say, I want to know the following. I want to know, conceptually, why should Rov and Chazaka combine together to let us ignore Kavua? Assuming there's such a klal out there, why should that be so? I want to hear something. So why step yourself? That Rov and Chazaka together, you can ignore Kavua. Who can tell me why? Assuming there's such a principle. Yesh Lachkor. How do you understand Pshat? That Rov and Chazaka together outweigh Kavua. One can understand it as follows. One can understand Kavua is such an unbelievable Chiddush HaTorah. It boggles the mind. It defies any understanding, any logical understanding. I'd never in a million years say it. In the Chabola Chiddushay. Kavua, when you have a Rov, then you have to reckon with Kavua. When you have more than a Rov, you have Rov plus, you have Rov plus other things, Rov plus Chazakas, Rov plus other Mises, then Kavua just disappears into thin air. We're just That's one simple way of understanding how Rov and Chazak combine together to outweigh Kavua. Kavua is such a chiddush, such a wild chiddush. It only applies in the most limited sense when it's going up against one thing. Kavua can undo a Rov, it can't undo two things. That's one way of understanding why Rov and Chazak combine against Kavua. What's another way of understanding why Rov and Chazak combine against Kavua? Not that Rov and Chazak combine against Kavua. Rov is undone by Kavua, so it's blip the Safek. And what do you do when you have a Safek? You follow Chazaka. It's not that Rov and Kavua combine together to outweigh Kavua. There's no combination between the two. Rov is undone by Kavua. Kavua destroys the Rov, but you still have Chazaka from Kaimai. My nafkamina between these two presentations, at the end of the day, Rov and Chazaka is going to beat out Kavua. The Chor be a tremendous nafkamina. What will be the tremendous nafkamina? B'chi ha'gavna that Chazaka itself can't carry the day. So the mashal, over here, when it comes to Maseches Pesachim, when you have a Rov and Chazaka together, no matter how you slice it, whether you hold that Rov and Chazaka outweighs Kavua, so then, okay, good. Rov and Chazaka kills Kavua, Kavua disappears, good, it's mutter. If you hold that Rov and Kavua cancel each other, Chazaka carries a day, that's also okay, because Chazaka can pass in Shalaz of Digas Chometz. But in Dine Mominis, this is going to fall by the wayside. If you hold that, well, whenever you have Chazaka, so Kavua's gone, so then Kavua is off the charts, then Rov Chazaka is Moitzi Mamun. But if you hold that, when you have Rov and Chazaka together, Kavua is not gone. Kavua just neutralizes Rov. These two things cancel each other out, and Chazaka is left. That's fine and dandy in Issev Heter, but it's not going to work where? It's not going to work to be Moitzi Mamun. It can't be Moitzi Mamun based on Chazaka Meikara. So Lechora, Rabbi Chanan, Pshat is falling one drop short. According to Rabbi Chanan's Pshat, this is not what according to what we're saying, this is not what Taizim Sachem is saying. Taizim Sachem never said that when you have a Rov and a Chazaka together, Kavua is off the charts. There's no such klal. We've never heard of such a klal. What Taizim meant in Sachem was, when you have a Rov and a Chazaka together, so Memela the Rov is neutralized by Kavua, the Chazaka has been Kaimei Oimed, and the Chazaka has the ability to pass the Shal of Dikas Chometz. But that's going to fall short in the realm of Dinim Hamanis. So Rabbi Chanan's Pshat, the Taisus and Ksubis, is a Chiddush Agabi Chiddush. Taisus is not only saying that Rov and Chazaka beats out Kavua, but they're saying a very, very specific Tzad in Al-Hakira. They're saying that the nature of that din, Rov and Chazaka beating out Kavua, means that Kavua is just off the charts, the government. It's not neutralized, it's done, it's finished. And Rov and Chazaka combine together even to be Maitzi Mamun. So just because Taisus Sachem is true, doesn't necessarily mean Taisus Ksubis is true. So Rabbi Isaac, this Taisim Ksubis is really, really, really a tremendous chiddush. It's an unbelievable chiddush what Taisim is saying. The Taisim said that, well, it's a Rov and Chazaka, and therefore you're free, and everything's hunky-dory. This is a very, 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 very difficult Taisim. To make matters even worse for us, if you give the other answers that we gave to Taisim's Kasha, the Chalal not going to solve the Kavua problem. You're vita stuck with Kavua. You're always going to be stuck with Kavua. It's a Rov Bari, whoop-de-doo, but it's Kavua. It's a Rov Kodem Amaisa, but it's Kavua. You're always going to have Kavua. So the Chora, this Kavua is really, really doing us in. We are not so happy with this Kavua thing. We are much, 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 much happier to say that this was never Kavua in the first place. We are much happier to go back to Sunday Shir and say, das is Kavua. It's not what? It's not Nikar Bim Kaima, and therefore it's Nish Kavua in the first place. We would have been much, much, much more satisfied if Taisus would have gone down that route. But we don't always have a choice that we have Taisus. We have whatever Taisus told us, that's what we got to deal with. So Rabbi Isai, we can make a siyam. We should have had a lunch there. We can see him on the sugya. So again, very, very simple sugya, right? Who thought this was an easy sugya? Who has no idea what we've been talking about for the last 3.5 days? Okay, please, I hope everyone here is somewhere in between, okay? So at least there's a row. Row people understood row of what I said. once a certain Rebbe in Yeshiva said that, you know, most of the Bachim used to get a 60 and 70 on his Bechina. So he said, what's so terrible? He says a lot of stuff. If they know 60% of what I say, that's pretty good. It's better than some Shiur. They don't say as much. So if you get 100 on another Shia, so you know less than we get a 60 on another Bechina. So I don't know. It's different Cheshbonus. I'm not sure that's a good time or not. Anyway, the side, the bottom line is what you really have to remember for this Sugi is really very, very simple. The basic clues of the Sugi is what we had that old big chart on board yesterday. The basic question was, why is there Chiyuv Knas for Kusis? Isn't there Enoch Mamracha Rov? We analyzed the Enoch Mamracha Rov part. We analyzed the Kavua part. We have Toises Mahalach, Atu Mahalachim. We have this last little twist at the end in terms of Kavua with Rovs and Chazakas, the basic structure in terms of the Sugi. Okay, any last question on the Sugi before we move on? Yeah. I didn't think anyone was going to really ask me anything, but yeah. House and mouse. It means the robe is on the piles and the chazakas on that. Okay, but robe and chazakas do combine, even if they're different. Yeah. You mean it's better. In our case, it's better even. That's a little bit better, maybe. Okay, bye.